And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to be covering something that is just gigantic. It's gigantic, and really it beggars the imagination. In other words, it makes your imagination small, no matter how big your imagination is. You simply cannot fathom the evil force that has become our national government. Now, I'm going to talk today about murders, intrigue, intelligence, Congress, Israel, the Mossad, the Pakistani intelligence, the White House, the FBI, and the CIA, and so on and so on. All of them, including our top leaders in Congress, are involved in a plot so intricate, so detailed, that a few in Congress, just a few, say this is the greatest scandal in the history of America. But will it become a scandal? No, it won't, because it's already being covered up as we speak. There is nothing like this. Don't read your history books, much of which is based on false junk news, bunk history. But do listen to what I'm going to tell you today. Now, I may not have the whole story, but I have enough of it. And what I have, I believe, is accurate. Now, I know that I'm going to be attacked for this. I would be shocked if I were not attacked. I realize most people will not even listen to me. They will say, well, he doesn't know anything. Okay, that's all right. You know, I don't have this radio program for the whole world. I have it only for you, my friends. I only have it for my audience. I don't attempt to reach out and contact people. I don't try to grow my audience to be the biggest radio star in the world. I simply do the books. I do the radio programs. I put out the newsletters. I accomplish the audio tapes and videos that God wants me to do, and that is it. And I don't care whether they make money or not or how many people they reach, but I know one thing. If you want the truth, you'll tune in. You'll dial up. You'll listen to Power of Prophecy. I want to say in my defense that I have been here since around 1986 with this radio program. Let's see, that's 31 years or so. 31 years. I don't know of any time I've ever been inaccurate. If I have, I do apologize for it. But having covered hundreds of topics, very complicated, of worldwide nature, it's amazing, isn't it, that I haven't been somehow messed up on some occasion, but I haven't. God has kept me honest. He's helped me to tell the truth. And when I look at an affair, when I look at a situation, and I judge all the aspects of it, and I tell you what I know, it is true. Now, perhaps I could be sued for that because some people say, well, you're saying this is true and we believe it's a lie and you're libeling us and all that. Of course, they have billions, millions of dollars. They can keep me in court all year long. I realize that. I don't have any doubts that the conspiracy is more than able to destroy, let's just call them little people like Tex Mars. But let me also say something else. We have had great achievements, great accomplishments here at Power of Prophecy. I can think back to dozens of times that I have told you that something is true. And some people perhaps shook their heads and said, that cannot be so. But you just wait around and you wait and you see what the news happens to be. As time goes on, you'll remember I told you about the poor girl that was killed by the California congressman at Rock Park in Washington, D.C., and her body would be found there, I said. And it was a couple years later that her body was found. Where? At Rock Creek Park, where she was murdered. The police framed a Colombian refugee and said he had done it. I told you he did not do it. He was innocent. And after sitting in prison for 2 years, they released him. They said they had no evidence against him. They had been mistaken. Of course they were. He was innocent, as I told you he would be. Now, in this case, I'm going to talk today about an amazing case. And this involves the pack of hounds and demons that have been taunting President Donald Trump since the day he was elected, before he was ever elected. From the moment he, you know, declared that he would run for president of the United States, hounds that were based on demon forces and human forces have haunted him, tracked him, and done everything they could to destroy him and his entire family. Now, does this make me a Trump fan? It just makes me tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Is Trump now making many mistakes? Yes, he is. He doesn't know which way to go, where to go, how to go, who to trust. He's in a bad, bad situation, my friends. He needs your prayers. And the man is fixing to go up in smoke. I'm telling you, he's fixing to be blown apart. Whether he'll be assassinated or it will look like he's committed suicide, I don't know. I have no idea. But I see tragedy. In the case of Donald J. Trump, I see tragedy because there are two forces out there against Donald Trump. First, there's the demon hordes who are absolutely insane. I'm talking, as you know, about the movie stars like Ashley Judd, the comedian so-called, like Rosie O'Donnell and all these creeps and cruds out there, horrible people. The never Trumpers and so forth. And then there are those people of the establishment, Republican and Democrat, horrible people, monsters, demon infested in their hearts. The first group, the demon infested group that is insane, craven monsters. The second group are more cunning, more criminalistic, more calculating. But they are becoming so horrible in their estimations that now they're making many, many mistakes, and they're showing cracks in their seams, and now their horrible plots against the president are coming to light. What can Trump do about it? I don't believe he can do anything about it. He can try, but I think he's going to be immobilized, and they are now declaring to Trump privately, "We will get your family. We will destroy your family. We will put all of you in prison. We'll go back over your whole career and find some little thing that you did or somebody says you did and destroy you." Remember, it has long been established, it is said that the federal attorneys can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. They will indict Trump if they don't kill him first. Now, I believe they probably will kill him, or they... One day we will find out that he committed suicide, which is baloney. And the Secret Service is of no help. And the FBI is as crooked as they come. And President Trump has no one except God. Except your prayers and my prayers to hold him up. But I believe that's enough. If we pray, if we ask God, we can protect him. Am I an alarmist? Yes, I am. I'm an alarmist because I see the horror, the tornado of activity aimed at stopping Donald Trump. Is he the perfect president? By no means. Is he a good president? Absolutely. And for you out there who write to me and tell me I shouldn't support Donald Trump, save your time. Save your letters. Okay? I know what Trump is, and I know what the demon hordes are who oppose him. I know what they are. When Jesus Christ went in the tombs and he felt the demons and the man of the Gadarenes and Jesus said, "What is your name?" And they said, "Our name is Legion, for we are many." And that's what their name is, friends. Their name is Legion, for they are many. And you and I are up against them too. This radio program may be small, may be tiny. Maybe we have an audience of 10 or 20,000. I don't know how many across America who listen. But it's magnified by your telling the truth. Now, I don't say what I'm going to say today to titillate you. To make you excited, to say, well, Tex Mars, he has all the information. Or Tex Mars, he knows things. Or listen. I'm getting to be an old man here. I don't have time to create lies to build up this program. I only have time to serve Jesus Christ. That's all the time I have. I know my time is short. I know what I can do and what I can't do. I know how much time I've got. I know what Jesus will do in my life and what he has told me he will not do. But until the day I retire from this ministry, until the day I leave this post, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you love the truth, you'll buy my tapes, you'll buy my books, you'll buy my videos. You will keep this ministry going. If you don't love the truth, well, go somewhere else. Yes, we do need you, but if you're going to complain or say, you know, this or that, or I'm tired of you complaining, but I love those who say they'll pray for us. And they know we're struggling and we're doing the best we can here. We have a small staff, but we're doing wonders. We're doing great things, and we'll do great without you, but we'll do better with you. Now, I want to repeat that. We can do without you, but we would do much better with you. Look at your own self. Look in the mirror. Who are you? What has God called you to do? If God has called you to support this ministry, then do it. If you've got the money to send us love gifts, we need that. Well, please send it on. We do the best we can. And I think we're doing miracles for Jesus Christ, not because of our own efforts, but because he has magnified whatever you give. If you can give $10, $20, $1,000, God will multiply it. He will magnify it. And I'll be ever in your debt. You see, friends, this ministry does not owe anybody anything. We never owe debt. We own our building. We own our broadcast studio. We own our publishing efforts. We own everything we've got. But then on the other hand, we have no bank account. We get by day to day. And if you want to see how much we got in our bank account, I invite you to take a trip to Austin, Texas. And we'll sit down with a cup of coffee and I'll show you how much we've got in our bank account and what we've got coming up. People are just amazed at how much, it's like Jesus, the fishes and the loaves. You know, they think because we put out quality books, we got lovely books. We put out a lovely newsletter and it always is on time. And please forgive me the few times it hasn't been on time. It's because I've messed up maybe, but forgive me for that. I appreciate your forgiveness because I try. But anyway, you know in your heart that I do my best. And everybody here does. Jerry over here, he's the controls. He filled in for me last week, did a great job. I appreciate that so much. He chose the secrets to reveal. I appreciate that. I listened to him. I enjoyed knowing about those things as much as you did. Maybe he'll do the next volume of secrets too. I don't know. But we've got a great staff here. And these people have been here for many years. I think God gave them to us, don't you? And I think God has given us your voice, your attention, your understanding. I'm talking about you now. You look in the mirror, you see who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. You who are listening today. You know that God has called you. He's called you to listen to this ministry and know that this is the truth. Now, I'm going to talk today about a man named Seth Rich. Seth Rich. He's dead. He was murdered. He was shot in the back in Washington, D.C. Just a mile or so away from the bar where he had been with supposed friends. And he was walking back to his apartment there in Washington, D.C. And two thugs came up behind him and shot him in the back. Obviously, it was meant as a message because they didn't take his billfold. They had the time. They'd shot him in the back. There he was laying, bleeding. And there was a camera trained on it. Oh, there's web cams all over Washington, D.C., and it was trained on it. They didn't want his watch. They didn't want his credit cards. They didn't want the money in his billfold. They simply wanted him dead, and so they left him for dead. We really don't know whether he died or not, Seth Rich, because the police say he was taken to a hospital where he was alive, and he died at the hospital. Some say he was killed while at the hospital. I don't know. But his time had come, and he was a young man. I understand he was, what, 34 years of age? What did he do? Why was he murdered? Why has this become an affair you're supposed to keep quiet about and shut your mouth? Because let me explain to you. He was in the Democratic National Committee. He was in charge of a special computer program. I think his official title was Director of Voter Expansion or something like that. He was with the Democrat National Committee. His boss was a woman named Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a crook, a criminal from the state of Florida. She was head of the Democratic National Committee. She later resigned because it turned out her work was fraudulent, and she had cheated Bernie Sanders out of all the votes that he had, and she was criminally liable for helping her girlfriend, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz was head of the Democratic National Committee. Now, Seth Rich was an Israeli Mossad agent. That's the first thing you need to know that you won't read anywhere in the newspapers, and it's just nowhere out there. But that's what I have understood. He was an Israeli Mossad agent. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is an Israeli Mossad agent. She works for the Israeli Mossad and does whatever they tell her to do. Now, I've told you before that Hillary Rodham Clinton was indeed a Manchurian candidate. And she was controlled by the Israeli Mossad. And her lesbian girlfriend is Huma Abedin, a woman named Huma Abedin, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, a Muslim, Aunt Huma Abedin is. Her mother was the editor-in-chief of the Muslim Brotherhood's publication. Her father's on the board of directors. But that didn't stop Huma Abedin from marrying Congressman Wiener. You know, the guy who's been, who's a sex, a pervert, who was kicked out of Congress for being a sex pervert, but he and Huma Abedin, actually, they were never married. It was all a hoax. They were supposedly married by their good friend, Bill Clinton, who never married anybody. It was all a hoax. But in any case, Huma Abedin really and the Muslim Brotherhood worked for the Israeli Mossad. Now, people are surprised to know that the major Muslim groups working in America are actually working for the Israeli Mossad. And they do horrible things sometime and do acts and file lawsuits and so forth, supposedly on behalf of their Muslim friends, but really they're doing it for the Israelis. When you see something that the ISIS has supposedly done or Al-Qaeda, think Jewish. When you see something that the Syrians do or the Egyptians, think Jewish, because they control almost the entire Middle East, and especially here in the United States, they control the various groups. Now, so Huma Abedin is with the Muslim Brotherhood, but she is actually controlled by the Israeli Mossad, and Seth Rich was running their computer program, and they recruited him, and he was a young man, and to deceive everybody, he acted like he was a wonderful American Democratic man. He even wore a suit sometime, red, white, and blue like the U.S. flag. That were the colors on the suit. Now, there's a myth out there that says that he found out that the Democrat National Committee was putting the shaft to Bernie Sanders. And, of course, the Democrat National Committee and the Republican National Committee are the party arrangements, the party organizations, and they're supposed to be fair to all the candidates, all of them running for president. But apparently, the Democrat National Committee was favoring Hillary Rodham Clinton. And they did everything they could to rig the elections and the primaries to make sure she won over Bernie Sanders. And Seth Rich was part of that operation. Because even though Bernie Sanders is pro-Jewish and pro-Russian communist, had his honeymoon in Moscow, by the way. The guy's a nut. He's a socialist, a congressman. He's an old man. He's not favored. He wasn't favored to get the nomination. And Hillary was. She's the Manchurian candidate. She was chosen. And they kept her pumped up with drugs all the time. That's why she collapsed sometime. When she was on stage, her voice would go out and so forth. She was on drugs. She was pumped up. A pumped up Manchurian candidate. Now, Seth Rich had a big job as head of the Democratic National Committee's computer systems. He kept track of all the votes and kept track of everything. Now, the Israeli Mossad had another group there in Washington, D.C., made up of Pakistanis, believe it or not. Remember, I told you they control the Muslim Brotherhood. They control the Muslims in Washington, D.C. And they have set up Islamic mosque across America. I'm talking about George Soros and the whole Democrat Party establishment. That's right, they're setting up these mosques across America. You say, well, why would the Jews do that? Why do you think they hate Christianity? They favor the Muslims because the Muslims hate Christianity too. And they know the Muslims are a very weak force. The Muslims have little money, little organization. But the Jews run it all, just like they used to run the Black Power movement. And now they've got all the money people behind the Black Lives Matter movement. The Jews run that too. They say, oh, Tex, he hates the Jews. That's why he's a notorious anti-Semite. I don't hate anybody. I'm simply telling you that's what the truth is. I'm just a truth teller. That's all. I don't hate anybody. I'm just telling you what's going on. Now, the Democrats in Congress are totally in hock to the Israeli Mossad. The Israeli Jews, the spies, they call them Sionim in America, run the Democrat Party. And Hillary was their person. She was in charge, supposedly, but she was the Manchurian candidate. They had all the people around her. They control what she did. And Podesta and all the others. Podesta was her campaign manager and so forth. And of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, another Jew, is running her campaign too. And on and on. Now, the Congress of the United States, like every organization now, is set up by computers. Yes, computers run the world and they're everywhere. They're ubiquitous. That means they're everywhere. Ubiquitous. And many years ago, I think around 13 years ago, the Israeli Mossad decided they were going to go into Congress and take over the computer systems. And they have. And they've got various organizations set up to do so. They're called the IT people, you know, the people that are supposed to go and help you with your computers and when they break or when they get, and they network them all together and all that stuff. These are the IT people. Congress has hired these outside agents, independent contractors, and they've turned it over to the Jews to set up the computer system for them. This is the truth. The Democrats and Republicans, everything that goes on in all of the committees of Congress is recorded in the computer systems of the chairman and the co-chairman and the various ranking members and so forth. I'm talking about the Homeland Affairs Committee. I'm talking about the House Intelligence Committee. I'm talking about the Senate Intelligence Committee. The Democrats and Republicans have hired these front groups for the Israeli Mossad, and these front groups run their computer systems. Now, they hired 13 years ago, they hired a bunch of Pakistanis who the Pakistani Intelligence Service, I want you to understand, has always worked for the Jews. They've always worked for the Jews. You think they're independent? No. You think they're Muslim? Absolutely not. And they brought in these jackals, this family. Okay? Now, let me give you the names of some of these people they brought in. They're from Pakistan, and they gave them all the contracts to run all of these computers for the Democrat and Republican parties. Now, they only control part of it. They control the computers for about 34 different congressmen. 34. And they've been doing it for 13 years. So they get all the, every time there's a committee meeting and it's supposed to be secret or top secret, they get all the information. They put it in the computers. Okay? Obviously, you're supposed to be trusted. Obviously, you should be American and be given a security clearance. But these guys were Pakistanis, and they got their security clearance easily because they were sponsored by the Jewish Mossad. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the agent who got these people in 13 years ago, her and her other Congress people before her. Now, let's just see what their name is. One of the Pakistanis is named Imran Awan. Imran Awan. There's also, well, there's basically three Pakistani brothers, Abid, Imran, and Jamal, and their last name is Awan. And they ran the computer networks for 34 of the most important members, all Democrats in the Congress. Everything that went on, all the intelligence information, all the homeland security information went to their computers. And where did they go from there? Well, it was supposed to stop at the House, but wait just a minute. The Awan brothers set up a computer system in these homes that they had bought. They bought three different homes across Washington, D.C., paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for them, and use them only to run their computers. What computers? Well, there was a second set of computers the Awan brothers got. A second set of computers. Government computers, owned by the government, but given by the U.S. government, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the FBI, gave them to these Pakistanis, and they were running their own computers out of their homes in Washington, D.C., so that all the information the brothers got, the Pakistanis of the intelligence service of Pakistan, who actually worked for the Israeli Mossad, all the information they got from Congress, they sent over to their homes, to their home computers. Now, where did it go from there? Well, it went to Israel. Israel knows everything our Congress is doing. They know all of the secret information. They know everything that Trump does because they've got all of his computer systems. They're all watching everything. And they know everybody that sees anybody. They know. They know everything the Congress, every meeting he has, every place he's been. If he has a hot date with his homosexual pal, they got that on record. And they probably got cameras whirring away, going right away at the hotels. They got everything on these congressmen. And they get it on all these computers. And these computers, I'm telling you, these guys had their own network of computers given to them by the U.S. government. Millions of dollars of computers these guys had in their private homes. And they were duplicating the information they got from the Congress. And what information it was. Now, what did these people have to do with Seth Rich? We'll tell you about that when we return on the break. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're talking about the Seth Rich murder affairs accomplished by the Israeli Mossad with the help, of course, of the Pakistani nationals who took care of Congress's computers and, of course, had their own computers, which duplicated the congressional material. I'll be right back after this message. Hello, friends. This is Dex Mars. You know, we're living in perilous times, aren't we? Got a great book for you. It's called Hidden History. Hidden History. It'll tell you a little bit about these times. I want you to have this book because it's 400 pages, but it talks about everything, the JFK assassination to 9/11 to you know, whatever. It's going to tell you what's really going on today. Hidden History. It's only $25. Please add $5 shipping and handling. And when you call us, just ask for the book, Hidden History. Now, we have another book that talks about the Israelis. And you'll find out about the Israeli Mossad. It's called The Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I wrote that with a lot of help from my friends. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. It's a huge book. The cost of that book is $25. And you'll find all about the Israeli Mossad and what they have done to America and are doing. How they control America. How they control the media. Why do you think the media is after Donald Trump? Oh, we're told it's because he's a conservative and they're liberals. Oh, no, no, no. They're Jewish. You remember early on when he was running for president, he was invited to speak to a big Jewish group. And Trump went there and he said, "You don't control me because I don't take your money." Boy, that made them mad. "You don't control me because I don't need your money," he told them. Every other congressman needs their money, but not Donald Trump. And that put him at great odds with them. And they determined they're going to control him. Now, 90% of all the Jews in America voted for Hillary Rodham Clinton. And she didn't win, and now they're furious. And they've got their media with its guns aimed at Donald Trump. There's an interesting article in Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star about the media. Who runs the media? Who controls them? Now, you'll find out. All Jewish names. Friends, they control America. And the interesting thing about it is only about 2% of all the people in America are Jews. But they get what they want. Just like today's program. The Pakistanis were running the computers for all of these intelligence committees and homeland, you know, security committees. They knew everything that's going on, and they sent all the information back to Israel. Of course, it went from the computers they worked on in Congress over to their personal computers that had little plaques on them that said property of the U.S. government, naturally, in the homes they owned, and then they run them back to Israel. That's why the National Security Agency, right now today, the National Security Agency has 80,000 employees. And they can listen to every phone conversation made in America, whether it's your cell phone or it's a landline. They can listen to your conversation. And if I say, well, I talked to, let's say, John Smith back last December 28th at 9:30 in the morning, do you have that conversation? They can go into their computers and ask for that specific conversation and dredge it up, bring it up, and listen to it. Say what? They don't even need to know in advance. They've got everything that's been said in America. By 325 million people, they've got it. How can they do that? Because they've got 80,000 employees. And they've got a gigantic new facility that's bigger than the Pentagon sitting out in the desert in Utah. And they've got a military admiral running the whole thing named Mike Rogers. How do you think they knew they had a transcript of Donald Trump's telephone conversation with the Australian prime minister? They had a telephone conversation of Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Mr. Nieto, the Mexican president. How could they get an entire transcript of a telephone talk? Were they listening in on his telephone talks? Is that how they knew? You better believe it. The National Security listened in. Donald Trump can't say anything. How did they know? How did they know that his son, Don Jr., how do they know that he met with this Russian agent, Natalia Vasilnitskaya. How do they know that? They weren't there, were they? Yes, they were. They have their computers. They have their listing, their devices in the White House. Trump can say, meet with nobody except they know. And they leak everything. They leak what they want to in order to destroy. And Trump can do nothing. I'm telling you, my friends, America has now reached, well, I don't know what point we've reached. The deep state intelligence, that's who I'm talking about. And they're run by the Israeli Mossad. Did you know that every conversation goes direct to the National Security Agency, Verizon, all these, I mean, it doesn't matter which company you hire. The National Security Agency listens in on your conversations. By the way, don't think you can send the email either. They got every email in the country. Well, I sent my cousin an email telling her we were going to meet for shopping. That's right. They've got that email. They know what you're going to do, where you'll be. You're not protected. No. And my goodness, if you do something crooked, they're going to have that too. And Congress always does things that are crooked. They're always ginning up conspiratorial crookedness. They're taking bribes. They're meeting little girlfriends for dates, their secretaries. They're having sex with their houseboys. I mean, Congress is full of pedophilia wackos. And you know who knows it? The National Security Agency. And guess who gets it first before the Americans are able to evaluate it? Israel has a big place over in Israel. They have a gigantic building too, full of agents. You say that can't be. Remember the movie Snowden? Oh yeah, Snowden told all about it. He knew they had everybody fingered, everybody fingered, everybody. And they knew what they said and what they did. Have you ever done anything illegal? Maybe just a little bit. Cheated on your taxes. Told your accountant, well, let's fudge here. Or tell your lawyer, well, let's just cheat just a little bitty here at the edges. They got that too. Did you ever have a conversation with your wife when you're in your bedroom about some little thing that maybe you shouldn't have done? Maybe some business transaction or whatever. They got that. They can come get you anytime. They did come and get Vice President Spiro Agnew. Remember that? Nixon's vice president. He said some things about the media they didn't like, and guess what? They paid him a little visit. We've got a dossier on you. You took a little bribe. Oh, yeah, it was only a few $100. Mr. Vice President, we've got you taking a bribe. We've got the conversations. We tape recorded it. Oh, that was 15 years ago. We've got that in our dossier. We know all about it. We want you to resign. He had to resign. And Congress, they've got all that. They know. They go to see the Congress. They say, we know about you. You're a homosexual. You're going to be outed if you don't do what we tell you to do. And they do. That's why Congress is owned, controlled by the Jews. Because they got all of them on tape. Goodness. Remember, Bill Clinton couldn't even talk, and he couldn't even make a date with Monica Lewinsky. He told her, I can't talk to you about this by phone because there's somebody is listening in on us. What? Monica Lewinsky must have said, well, you're the president of the United States. How can they listen in on you? He said, well, it's a foreign country. They're listening in on me. They knew everything that he said, everything that he did. And that's why he was impeached. But they decided to let him go. These people are cruds. They're evil. They're evil. And they set up this these three Pakistani nationals are only three of many foreigners that work. There's Saudi Arabians that have contracts in Congress, and there's many others doing the IT, the computer work for Congress. Whatever Congress does, Israel knows. The greatest power in the world is not the United States, but the ones who controls the United States. The ones you're not allowed to say anything about, or they'll get you for sure. Okay. Our address, of course, to get those books, Hidden History or Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, both of them. Our address here is Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now, you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com or textmars.com. You can also just phone us toll-free during the work week, 1-800-234-9673. That's toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. We'd love to hear from you. If you're not getting our newsletter, Power of Prophecy, write to us or phone us and ask for it, would you? We'll be glad to send it to you. Power of Prophecy. And if you can afford a little love gift, we'd love to hear from you for sure. We need your love gifts. And you know, everything is going okay. As I told you before, we don't have any bills to pay. Well, we do, but we pay them right away. Isn't that an amazing thing? We've been here 30 some odd years, and we have never owed a debt to anybody. How could you do that? How can you get by without asking for money from banks and all these financial institutions? How you do it is God's people send love gifts. And whatever God tells you to send, do so. Do it. You won't be sorry you did it. You'll be happy. Because God loves a cheerful giver. And we give back to you with this radio program, with our newsletter, with our books and so forth. We don't make money on them, but we love to do it. And we're going to keep doing it for you, for our Lord Jesus. Okay, let's return now to our regular program. We're talking about the Seth Rich murder affair. Now, Seth Rich ran the computers for the Democrat National Committee, but he really ran it for the Israeli Mossad. And it seems that Seth Rich found out that these Pakistani nationals, Abid Imran and Jamal Awan, were doing a little crookedness on the side. They worked for the Israeli Mossad, that's true. And they had their home computers, which are really government computers, operating 24 hours a day in these three homes they had set up around Washington, D.C. And they were sending all this information from the Congress over to Israel. But they decided to make a little extra money. I mean, Israel wasn't the only one that needed this information, that wanted this information, that wanted to know everything America was doing. Why, the Pakistani brothers could make a lot of money this way. If you're a big corporation and you wanted to know what you needed to do to get the big contract for a military defense contract, well, you wanted to know how you could, you know, what you needed to do or whatever, or when the contract was fixing to be sent out or so forth, well, you would pay these brothers and they would give you the information. They knew everything that was going on in these armed forces committees. They knew everything that was happening in the defense industry, the armed services committees, and in the intelligence committees, and the homeland security committees. And they were willing to give it to you, whether you were from Russia, or you were from China, or North Korea, or maybe you were from WikiLeaks. You see, WikiLeaks also got money, and they paid for it. Now, Mr. Julian Assange, he was the spokesperson for WikiLeaks, and he seemed to be ensconced at the Ecuadorian embassy. Isn't that strange? At the Ecuadorian embassy. And there he's putting out these government documents and everything that supposedly are secret and top secret and so forth. He puts them out and he calls them WikiLeaks. How does he get his information? Well, one way is through the Awan brothers, these Pakistanis. They were giving them to him and making money. But you see, then the Democrats were really upset about this. The Democrat National Committee said, we got to find out who's stealing our material and sending it over to WikiLeaks and to the Russians and to the Chinese and so forth. Everybody in the world seemed to know what the Democrats were doing and all the crookedness of Hillary and all of the horrible things that the Podesta brothers were doing. and the top Democrats were doing. I mean, they were doing the spirit cooking. Remember the spirit cooking with the witch? Yeah. They were drinking blood and all kind of stuff and evidently killing little babies. At least it was assumed that they were. And the pizza stuff that they, I mean, horrible. The child snuff rings and, I mean, hey, I don't know personally, but I read the stuff. Seems that the way to me. Horrible things. And they were being outed for them in WikiLeaks. But somebody was giving all these documents to WikiLeaks. And Mr. Podesta said, we got to stop all this. I mean, over 40,000 documents, many of them personal emails that he had sent out. One was from Miss Palmieri. She was one of the, she was talking about how the Christian church was bastardized and how they wanted to use the Christian church to get Hillary elected. She accused the Christian church of being bastardized. Why? You see, Miss Palmieri of the Democrat National Committee was a lesbian, and she was angry at the Christian church for not accepting lesbianism. That was just one of the things they were doing. They were trying to pollute the Christian church. The Democrats were. Oh, they had many things going on. One of the things they had was this woman named Natalie Veselnitskaya. Remember her? The Russian agent? The woman who went to see Don Trump Jr. in his office? Seems that she had gotten related somehow to another Jew named Rod Goldstone. Now, this Russian woman, Natalia, and this Rod Goldstone, who was the entertainment agent, remember that? Remember, you know the story. They and five or six other people all met in the office of Donald Trump Jr., and they said, we've got all this dirt on Hillary for you. And they had a big, a bunch of dirt on her. It was all written down. And Trump Jr. fell for it. But then he began to think after they left his office, you know what? I think they were just setting me up. And they were. Because the stuff they had on the list was all a bunch of baloney. Oh, Hillary's a big criminal, all right, but they were putting things on the list that she had not done. And they wanted Trump Jr. to out Miss Clinton, and then he would be outed for outing her. And then Natalia would come forth and say, yes, I was the one that you see. It was going to be a big scam. This is only one of the scams of the Democrat National Committee. And by the way, the Israeli Mossad was behind it. A man named Rod Goldstone, the entertainment agent from Azerbaijan, of all places, the country of Azerbaijan, was the publicist and entertainment agent. And he wrote an email to Donald Trump Jr. and said, I've got this Natalia, and she's got all this information. I'd like to see you. So they set up this meeting. And now, of course, Robert Mueller, the special counsel, is checking into that. Looking into that. Oh, yes. They were trying to set up Trump. Boy. And the Democrat National Committee was also working with another group called Global Fusion. Global Fusion. Now, Global Fusion, I've known of Global Fusion. They've got offices here in Austin, Texas. Global Fusion has worked with these professors, these liberal professors, Democrats, here at the University of Texas and also Texas A&M University down the road. Global Fusion is a crummy outfit. And they got this fake report about Donald Trump going to Moscow and having sex with a bunch of whores and all kind of stuff like that. And just incredible junk. Made it all up. And the Democrat National Committee was trying to push that through Congress. And, of course, they had all their agents. Remember, they've got all these agents set up in these various committees, the intelligence committees, the Homeland Security, and the judiciary committees, and so forth. And anything that the Democrat National Committee wants to get out, they just call these congressmen, and they start pushing it. And then they call their media friends. And it's all leaked to the media. That's how we all know about Natalie Veselnitskaya and Rod Goldstone and Global Fusion and all this trash. And it came right from Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the congresswoman, the crooked congresswoman who's working with the Israeli Mossad. And the Israeli Mossad, of course, is working with these Pakistani brothers. But Debbie went too far here. You see, these Pakistanis, they knew they were working for the Israeli Mossad, but they also wanted to work for themselves. They wanted extra money. They got paid over $5 million over 13 years, but they said, we need to make more money. So they went to WikiLeaks, started getting money from WikiLeaks, giving over 40,000 emails to WikiLeaks. And then they went to Russia and to China and all kind of other countries and is doing all kind of crooked stuff. And then Seth Rich found out about it. He's very clever. He's going to get ahead. Did you know right before he was murdered, he had been offered a position with Hillary Clinton's campaign directly? Of course, the DNC was working for Hillary, too. But he was going to work right for Hillary. The Mossad wanted to be close to Hillary and have their IT man, their computer person, right with her. So Seth Rich was just about to leave, but then he found out that the computers of these Pakistanis were all being operated for their benefit, not just Israel's. So he starts telling the DNC about these Pakistani brothers. See, Seth Rich had access to all the DNC computers. And he was getting the same information as these Pakistani brothers, all the congressional information. Everything Congress did that's supposed to be kept secret and classified, they were getting at the DNC. And the Pakistanis were getting it too, but the Pakistanis were selling it to other people other than the Israelis. So Seth Rich outed them. He told Congress, the DNC, Podesta and so forth, what the Pakistanis were doing. And boy, that was his downfall. The Pakistanis are very vicious, and they had him murdered. They had him shot in the back. That's who killed him. Now, some people are trying to put the finger on Podesta. They say Podesta said, We got all this information leaked to WikiLeaks. We need to find out who did it in our organization and make an example out of him. So they say that Podesta ordered the hit on Seth Rich. Not true. It was these Pakistanis. Pakistanis were angry because their little affair was fixing to be broken up. And they knew that Seth Rich was the man that had a jump on them. He had access to all of their computers. Seth Rich at the DNC had access to their computers. He knew what they were doing and where they were sending the information to. And Seth Rich knew they were not sending it on to the DNC and to Israel, but they were sending it to Russia, to China, to WikiLeaks. And then they found out what he was doing because they got on his computers and they killed him. Seth Rich died. So he's gone. They're trying to find out what happened. And Hannity, you know Hannity from Fox News? He had it on one night and he was telling all about how Seth Rich had been murdered and maybe the DNC ordered the hit and all that. And boy, that was the last time he was on. They told him don't say anything more about this Seth Rich affair. Evidently, even Trump himself got on the phone with the FBI and you know the whole thing was in an uproar. They didn't want people to know that the Pakistanis murdered Seth Rich. And then his family got involved, Seth Rich's family. And they didn't want people to know that their son, Seth Rich, was an Israeli Mossad agent. So they kept quiet about it. In fact, they told an FBI guy who had been hired by a man named Butowski, who was a Republican, they told him, don't investigate anymore. We don't want you investigating our son's murder. Can you imagine the family of Seth Rich, the murdered man who worked the computers of the DNC, his family doesn't want to find out who his murderers are. Well, they already knew. They know it's these Pakistanis. That's what I think. That's what I surmise. That's my conjecture. But I'm usually right, am I not? So the Pakistanis were found out. Yes, they work for Israel, but they got their own computers. And they're duplicating all the information and sending it to all these other agencies. And so the FBI got on them. How'd the FBI, how did Mr. Comey know about it? Well, the DNC told him. And the DNC told Ms. Lynch, the Department of Justice head, the Attorney General. And Lynch and Comey got on it, and the next thing you know, the FBI was investigating the Pakistanis. And the Pakistanis, they knew the jig was up. They'd stolen all this information. They had stolen government computers. And they had murdered Seth Rich. And they decided to make their break. So half of the family, the Awan family, left. Awan's wife, his mother, his sister, they all left for Pakistan. He quickly sold the three houses he had, or claimed he did. And as far as the computers, they knew the FBI was fixing to nab them. The FBI knew all about this, you see. They know everything I've told you today, the FBI has known. They knew, they've known for 13 years that the Awan brothers were sending all this stuff to Israel. The FBI's in league with them. Comey did whatever the DNC told him to do. He did whatever Lynch told him to do. That's why he covered up the Hillary Clinton corruption scam. That's why he covered up her 33,000 emails that she lost somehow in the system. But Comey, back last February, he had the FBI go after these Awan brothers. They wanted to nab them so they couldn't tell everybody what they had done. Oh, he's going to get them for various charges. But you're not going to be able to talk to them. They're going to be incommunicado. And in fact, he called them while the Awan brothers were at the airport in Washington, D.C., waiting to run. They were already running. And the FBI found out about it. They had tracked them, of course, and went down and arrested them. Abid, Imran, and Jamal Awan were all arrested. But they're not going to get them for the murder of Seth Rich. They're covering all that up. And the Washington, D.C. Police Department says, well, it was just a botched robbery. That's all. Robbery. They didn't take anything from this body. They didn't take his billfold. They didn't take the credit cards. They didn't take his watch. Nothing. They just shot him in the back. But they already know who did it. Now, what are we to conclude? The Democratic National Committee made up all Hillary and all the Democrats and all these congressmen, Republican and Democrat, who have given up all this information to foreign nationals who have no secrets that are not already known by Saudi Arabia, by China, by Pakistan, by Israel. They already know all of our secrets. Everything is known. These committees are all a big joke. And the FBI has been a big joke and will continue to be, because President Trump was forced to hire this guy, Chris Wray, who is another plant. Because Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. He's a figurehead. He's doing his best. And I'm amazed at what good he's doing. He's so limited in what he can do by the deep state who run America. And they're run by the Israeli Jews, by the Mossad. That's the masters of America. Believe it, my friends. It's true. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, by the way, they found her personal computer. A laptop. It was behind a box in the hallway. In the hallway of a congressional building. She had hid it there. She's got information on it too. And by the way, the Awan brothers, right before they left, they went to the homes they own and they smashed all those computers. They smashed them all. Well, the FBI seized the smashed computers. All those computers, they kept all that information on there. They said government property of, property of the U.S. government. They smashed them all. And they got Debbie Wasserman Schultz to smash all hers. And you remember Hillary had already smashed all hers. They've smashed all, and then her SIM cards were missing from the cell phones they gave the FBI. The FBI already knew all this stuff anyway. They just want to make sure that nobody else finds out about it. So all the stuff has been smashed. All the computers have been smashed. That means you and I'll never find out anything. What I've told you today is true. And that's all you're ever going to find out. That's it. But isn't that enough to know what's going on? I'm Tex Mars, my friends. You've been listening today to Power of Prophecy.